coming to a close of our weekend.
Wir kommen langsam zum Schließen unseres Wochenendes.
And we came to Germany for the German brethren.
Und wir sind in Deutschland gekommen für die deutschen Geschwister.
And we want to take a little time to give the German brethren again an opportunity to say, what has God done for you?
Und wir wollen den deutschen Geschwistern noch ein paar Minuten Zeit geben, dass ihr ein Zeugnis darüber geben könnt, was der Herr euch getan hat.
Has this been a spiritual benefit to you?
So, ob das ist auch wirklich ein Segen für euch gewesen ist. So let me say something to the Czech and brethren and the brethren from the States. We appreciate that you have come all the way. I think 7-8 hours driving from Czech and maybe, 7 hours in the plane from the States to Frankfurt, as well as the brethren from London. So we appreciate that. We thank you and we pray that God will bless you. Each one of you, it doesn't matter how old. The youngest is Abigail. How old is she?
Yeah, 5-6 months.
5-6 months. So thank you for Abigail and to the elders as well. So we appreciate that, and we feel comfort and we feel encouraged. So thank you for that.
Our most appreciation is to hear it directly from you. So let me hear from you. Let us hear. If you're a German brother or sister, and by the way, you qualify now, sister. You're now German. You, yes. You're included.
Also, wenn jemand von euch was zu teilen hat, dann habt ihr noch ein paar Minuten Zeit.
And I'm waiting to hear from your mouth.
Yeah, I want to thank you to God. Because when we angefangen haben, diese Pläne zu machen für dieses Treffen, hatten sie nicht überlegt, das können wir uns leisten, bis dahin gehen wir. Und ich danke dem Herrn, es ist nicht ein Euro über. Es ist alles bezahlt, es ist alles da, wir haben alles bekommen.
So,
danke an für die, die gespendet haben und für die, die gezahlt haben. Ja? Danke.
Or questions?
Ich habe eine Frage. Kannst du übersetzen?
Ja.
Von unserem Hintergrund, aus der Gemeinde, aus der wir jetzt kommen, da gibt es eine Bewegung, auch die Energie Gottes zu nutzen. Und die Verführung dahinter ist ein Stück weit, ist, dass die Gefahr besteht, dass man selber ein kleiner Gott wird dabei.
And it is called Word of Faith Movement.
Yes.
Wort des Glaubens.
Okay, und die Irritation, die wir überwinden müssen, auch hier, auch mit der Nachricht von Brother Bird, ist, dass ich nicht in diese Falle wieder neu reintappen möchte.
But I don't want to step into that fault.
Amen.
So we don't really, well, we would like to really understand the difference between the Word of Faith movement and what your message is. Also wir möchten gerne verstehen, was der Unterschied ist zwischen dem Wort des Glaubensbewegung, die ja auch einen kultischen Hintergrund hat. Because the Word of Faith movement has a cultic background. Also wir möchten gerne den Unterschied wissen zwischen diesem Wort des Glaubens und dem, was eure Nachricht ist.
If that's a question,
yes.
I think if you go back over what Bert was saying here today, that you see even the Pentecostal church has divided itself up into these sub-segments. They take a realm of truth. Yeah.
You got it or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of these segments is Word of Faith. Another segment, Ministry of Healing. Another one, Ministry of Deliverance. As a little piece, there is truth in it. But to major in that little piece is not the full message of the kingdom of God. You need the whole message. You need everything that is preached and proclaimed in this end time message. That's the best I can say. If you go over the tape again, I think you're going to hear it. Verstehen Sie?
Ja.
Ja.
Danke.
The Word of Faith Movement.
Also ich will ja kurz was sagen, wie die Bewegung
preaches ye a God.
Yeah, they do.
Now, the foundation of that.
Und die Grundlage dessen ist.
Is that they say man is a spirit.
Ist das yeah. Sagen, der Mensch ist ein Geist.
And man has a soul.
Und der Mann hat eine Seele.
And lives in a body.
Lebend in einem Körper.
That is the message of the devil.
Und das ist die Botschaft des Feindes.
Because the devil wants to keep your soul for himself.
Denn der Teufel möchte, dass du deine Seele von dir abgeschnitten bleibt.
So the devil needs the energy of your soul.
Der Feind benötigt die Energie aus deiner Seele.
So he doesn't want you to do anything to change your soul.
Er möchte nicht, dass du etwas tust, um deine Seele zu ändern in die Natur des Lebens.
So the Word of Faith Movement, Kelly Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, the Toronto people.
Und dieses Word of Faith Toronto, Kenneth Hagin,
based on the fact that they say you develop your spirit.
Dass sie darauf, die bauen darauf, dass du den Geist entwickelst.
The spirit is from God.
Dein Geist ist von Gott.
The Bible says that he took the clay, the earth.
In der Bibel heißt es, er nahm die Erde, hat da die angehaucht und hat den Geist eingehaucht.
Ecclesiastes says when the man dies.
Und das heißt, in Klageliedern heißt es, wenn ein Mensch stirbt,
the spirit goes back to God.
Dass der Geist zurück zu Gott geht.
The body goes down to the ground.
Der Körper wird, geht in die Erde.
Goes to God for judgment.
Und die Seele ist vor Gott als zum Gericht.
So he says, the soul that sinned shall die.
Die Seele, die sündigt, wird sterben.
So the responsibility you have is to your soul.
Die Verantwortung, die du also hast, ist über deine Seele.
God gave you his telephone number.
Gott hat dir seine Telefonnummer mitgeteilt.
And that is his spirit.
Und das ist sein Geist.
So he takes it again.
Und die nimmt er zurück.
If you do not use it to hear the voice of God.
Wenn du sie nicht benutzt, um die Stimme Gottes zu hören.
So it's not your responsibility to develop your spirit because it's already fully packaged and given to you of God.
Du musst, es ist nicht deine Aufgabe, deinen Geist zu trainieren. Der Geist ist vollkommen da.
That must be developed.
Sondern deine Seele muss sich weiterentwickeln.
Yeah. Of course, that means the change, and that is what the tabernacle is all about.
Und darum geht es in diesem ganzen Bild.
It is the journey of the soul.
Es ist die Reise der Seele.
From darkness to light.
Von der Dunkelheit ins Licht.
So, I'm called to take authority over my thoughts.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Ich soll also im Namen Jesu Autorität über meine Gedanken nehmen.
I'm called to take authority over my thoughts in the name of Jesus.
That's what God wants you to do.
Das möchte, dass Gott das tut.
So everything within your soul.
Alles in deiner Seele.
You have authority.
Über das hast du Autorität.
Okay.
By the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Durch den Geist.
Okay. Yeah. So in the occult movement.
In
the occult.
Im Okkulten.
In Yoga.
Im Yoga zum Beispiel.
In meditation.
Meditationen.
They want you to change your own thoughts by your own self.
Okay.
Es geht es darum, die eigenen and Gedanken durch das eigene Ich zu ändern.
And that will never work.
Aber das wird niemals.
So the whole thing about ideology of communism, socialism, human, whatever.
Die Grundlage aller Systeme, Kommunismus, Sozialismus, egal, ist, dass du deine Gedanken eigenmächtig verändern kannst.
And the tabernacle shows us that there are three things that bring change.
Aber hier das Bild der Stifte, du zeigst uns, dass es drei Dinge gibt, die Veränderung bringen.
Or change their thoughts.
Dass es die Gedanken verändern, werden, dann werden sich die Gefühle ändern und dann die Wünsche ändern.
The blood of Jesus.
Alles das wird nur verändert durch das Blut Jesu.
The blood of Jesus makes atonement for the soul.
Denn das Blut erwirbt Sühnung für die Sünde.
The blood that can save their thoughts.
Das Blut kann deine Gedanken retten.
Not by trying, not by meditation.
Nicht durch eigene Anstrengung.
When you meditate and you want to change yourself,
wenn du meditierst und dich selbst ändern möchtest, dann öffnet man seine Tore für dämonische Mächte.
So that is not of God. Then the Spirit of God also brings change.
Und der Geist Gottes bringt dann Veränderung.
The Word of God that
brings. Und es ist das Wort Gottes,
so that there are three things that bring change to the soul.
Es gibt drei Dinge also, die der Seele Veränderung
bringen.
Der Geist ist das Blut.
And take away the darkness.
Und sie nehmen die Dunkelheit weg. Das ist die Grundlage, die Basis.
Word of first movement and the true word.
Im Vergleich Word of Life und
wirklich Fasten. That answer?
Yes.
More? You can give a testimony if you wish.
You can talk to him, wenn ihr wollt. Oder andere Fragen? Ich meine, wir sind ja auch alle noch da. Die Zeit läuft ja nicht. Die Tschechen, die Brüder aus Tschechien und Amerika fahren natürlich so gegen 2 Uhr, aber das ist auch noch Zeit.
Also ich kann jetzt nicht von mich sprechen, dass ich mich gerade überfordert fühle. Mein Kopf ist jetzt etwa so voll und mir fällt jetzt gerade gar nichts ein. Das heißt aber nicht, dass ich nicht gesegnet worden bin, dass ich nicht sehr froh bin, dass ich hier bin.
Still, I was blessed and I'm glad I was here, but at the moment just seems too much for me.
So you need time to chew on it.
So, yes, please.
I'm also very happy that after so many years, not yet, ich bin sehr froh, dass nach diesen vielen Jahren I have come to hear the deep word of God.
Ein tiefes Wort Gottes wieder zu hören.
Which leaves the surface and goes deep to
das
dig out
the truth.
So that has been the longing in me.
Das war der Wunsch in meiner.
Yeah, so thank you very much for your.
So is it helpful to gather together as a people of God?
Ist es also hilfreich, sich als Volk Gottes zu versammeln?
The reason I ask is because I know that some of the people that used to gather say we don't need to gather together anymore.
Ich stelle die Frage, weil ich von einigen weiß, die sich versammelt haben, dass sie sich nicht mehr versammeln.
Is it helpful? And if the Lord tarries, would you like to continue to gather again?
Ist das für euch hilfreich und möchtet ihr das wieder haben?
Ja.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm hearing yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Ich sehe die dringende Notwendigkeit, dass wir Gemeinschaft haben und bauen.
That we have, we are together, we come together, we build up relationships.
In der Apostelgeschichte lesen wir und sie.
In Exodus says,
sie blieben in der Gemeinschaft. Sie blieben in der Gemeinschaft im Brechen des Brotes. Gemeinschaft ist.
They were breaking bread.
Gemeinschaft ist nicht nur lebenswichtig, sie ist überlebenswichtig.
It's important to survive.
Man tröstet und stärkt sich gegenseitig.
Comforting each other.
Wir sind nicht dazu berufen, Einzelgäner zu sein.
We are not called to be single fighters.
Sondern Gemeinschaft zu leben.
But to live unity, to live together.
Ja, und in diesem Sinne möchte ich sehr dafür werben, dass wir diese Veranstaltungen intensiviert fortführen.
And in this sense, I would like to call on you that we intensify these kinds of meetings.
Amen.
Ja.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Ich habe da noch einen Wunsch.
I would like to ask for one thing.
Ja. Ich würde mir etwas längere Pausen wünschen.
I would like to have a little longer breaks in between.
Erstmal, um die Dinge zu verarbeiten, die ich gehört habe.
So that the things I heard can drop.
Und um mich mit Geschwistern auszutauschen.
And to have time to share with brethren.
Weil das hilft erstens, das vorher Gehörte besser zu verstehen.
Because it helps me to understand better than what was heard before.
Und dann sehen wir hier so viele Geschwister, die wir nur einmal im Jahr sehen.
And then we see so many brethren here, which we see only once a year.
Da wünsche ich mir einfach, die etwas besser kennenzulernen.
So I would like to get them to know more.
Okay. I should mention that there is another option.
Es gibt eine Option.
Yeah.
If you want to get in your car next week and make the drive to Prague, Moravia, and then on to Moravia, there is a week-long conference, and we have been setting this conference always the weekend before, and if that continues again next year, you could make plans and take a whole week, and we have nice long breaks in the Czech Republic. And a full week gives a good full cup of fellowship too. We don't know what the future holds, but now this is the third time that we have been just before the Czech conference, and this was planned for that purpose, so that we could partake of both if you wish. You know, I know the European people are very religious about taking holidays.
Ich weiß, dass die Europäer sehr strikt sind in dem, wie sie ihren Urlaub legen.
So, to take the holiday to feed your soul, rather than someplace in Paris or Italy, to me would seem to be a very good investment. Okay.
So I have to say goodbye right now because I have to leave right now.
Well, let us. Can we pray for you and your husband before you go?
Because I have to take a young Jewish lady to the airport. She is moving over to Israel today, and I'm taking her to the airport.
Could we get some brethren to pray for these for this couple? They have labored for us. Come around and let us see what the Lord has to say. Hallelujah. Just take your liberty, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we want to thank you for Matthias and Rebecca, their households. Father, there is a calling and election upon them. Father, that calling and election is to the First Fruit Company. For they have sat, they have heard, and not just this weekend, but through many years, the Word of God. And the Word of God has gone deep to do the work that it's intended to do. We pray for them today, Lord God. As we depart from here, we pray that the Spirit of God go before them. Be their rear guard. Cover them with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Quicken them. For Father, the hour is late. And the time is very near to your coming. And yet there is a work to do among your people. And we think especially for Matthias and Rebecca, their household today, that you will deliver them of every aspect of the enemy's plan to work and to destroy them. But we know, God, that there greater is he who is in them than he who is in the world. So, Father, we commit this household into your hands.
Amen.
We pray that you keep them in the palm of thy hand. We pray, O God, that thou would give them further revelation to that calling and election in their life, the purpose in which you have called them, so that, Father, they would walk that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You said, Lord, that they will hear a voice that will speak in the earth. This is the way. Go ye therein. So, Father, we pray for the quickening of the ear. Father, the anointing of the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour.
Amen.
So, God, lead them and cover them
and bless them, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we want to lift in particular this day Matthias.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, that he would come to the place of the fullness of maturity as a man, Lord, as a man in his house and as a man in the house of God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that he would have the strength and the unction to step up, Lord, and take his place, Lord, as a man called of God, a man to bring the word of God to those who are hungry, to those who are seeking the way, the truth. Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask that you would direct him, you would guide him into all truth, Lord, that he would hear the voice of the Spirit very clearly, Lord, and his decision would be that he will follow fully the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Herr Jesus, und ich lege jetzt auch segnend in deinem Namen Hände auf Sohn und Schwiegertochter und auch auf die Kinder in deinem Namen, Herr, und bete, dass sie in den Werken unterwegs sind, die du bereitet hast, dass sie diese tun sollen. Dass sie brauchbare Werkzeuge sind deiner Gnade, dass du sie behüten möchtest unter dem Schutz deiner Flügel, unter Deckung deines Blutes. Dass sie sind unter dem Blut des Lammes. Herr, dass du sie zum großen Segen setzt, zum Bau deiner Gemeinde und zur Verherrlichung des Namens Jesus. Und ich danke dir, es wird in Erfüllung gehen. Es wird in Erfüllung gehen. Herr Jesus, du befindest dich immer auf dem Höhepunkt deiner Macht und auf dem Höhepunkt der Willigkeit, dein Wort zu erfüllen. Und so wird es auch geschehen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We'll pray for them, even for the children, for their children, that what we are doing will also touch them. So as your spirit will fall upon the children, that they will not be overtaken by the spirit of the age.
Amen.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you will strengthen them to take their children along.
Amen.
As they move on in the things of God.
Amen.
And as we pray again for Matthias, Lord, you said to Gideon, thou mighty man of valor.
Mm-hmm.
So we see you speaking to him and calling him, even though in himself he may not see that which you see. So Lord, we pray that he will not be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
That he will not carry any other burden which you have not put upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, as you said to Jacob, your name is Israel. He thought his name was Jacob. And we say to you, Matthias, that God has called you to be a prince.
Hallelujah.
And we pray that, Lord, you might open his eyes to see the burdens that you are putting upon him. And Lord, as we pray for him, we break every other burden that men have put upon him. And that he may have put upon himself, or circumstance may have put upon him. We ask that you said, lose this coat. And let him go. We come to losing every burden that is not of the Lord. And we say the Lord has need of this vessel. We ask Lord that he will only carry the burdens of the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you might open the eyes of his understanding to see the burden of the Lord. Like Issachar, he said Issachar saw the burden and he confirmed and he witnessed in his sight it was good. Therefore, he bowed his shoulder to carry the burden. We pray, Lord, that you will walk a walk in this one, that he will see the burden of the Lord. And Lord, that you to be agreeable to him, it to be good to him. And Lord, that he will be in that place of submission to you to bear the burdens of the Lord. For you say that the yoke shall be broken in that day. And the load will be taken from off the shoulder. But it is the anointing.
Yeah.
That we ask that the anointing will come upon this one. And Lord, it will break every other yoke. That only the yoke of the Lord will remain.
in the name of Jesus.
There was a scripture verse that had come to me, and it was Jesus speaking to Peter, and he said, when thou art a young man, you basically, you dressed the way you wanted to, you did the things you wanted to do, and you went where you wanted to go. He said, but when thou art an older man, he says, another one will lead you, another one will feed you, and another one will basically clothe you and take care of you. And I just feel God wants you to come up into a higher realm, a higher dimension, where no longer you are doing the things that you seemingly think are important or right to do, but that God Himself wants to lead you, and God Himself wants to clothe you, and God Himself wants to feed you.
Amen.
So Father, I just pray for our brother.
Amen.
I pray, God, that he might be sensitive to the leading of your Spirit. And God, as he just opens his heart and allows you, God, to rule within him, Lord, that you would then direct his steps,
yes,
direct his thoughts,
yes,
direct, and God, even the work of his hands. That, Father, he would be one that would put the hand to your plow and not look back. But, God, that he would do the thing that is in your heart, and that you would teach him them, Lord God. Teach him that way in which he needs to go. So we just ask that you would bless him, God, today. Father, just anoint his ear that he might hear more clearly. Anoint, God, his heart to receive that which you desire to do with him. So bless him, bless his household. Give them the direction of God that they need in this particular time in their life. God, that they not miss out on the calling and on the election that is upon their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sister Rebecca, as we were praying for you, this word came to me. It's where Jesus was speaking to Peter. And he said, Peter, Peter, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. That's the negative side. But I want you to concentrate on the positive.
Yeah.
It says, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
Amen.
And when thou art converted, now that word convert means when thou turn to the Lord, you're to strengthen the brethren.
Amen.
There is a calling and election in your life.
Amen.
More than what you even realize. From a young girl, you heard the word of the kingdom of God, and you have not let go of it. And though Satan has touched many of your family, there is an anointing upon you, and you need to keep your eyes focused on God.
Amen.
God, and Father, we just pray. We agree today for Rebecca, Lord God, for we know that you, which have started a good work, will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. We bless our sister now. We bless her as she has her eyes fixed on the kingdom of God. And though Satan desires, but Father, you are greater than what Satan has. We say he is a liar, and we bring to naught today every device, every plan that would want to rob and to come against that inheritance that you have ordained for our sister. Strengthen her now, O God, we pray, for the work that is at hand. And Lord, as your word says, when the enemy would come in like a flood, you said you will raise up a standard to defeat him. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for your promise, and we thank you for the words of life. Not only as we pray, but that you are seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on behalf of Rebecca day and night. We thank you for that, O God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that the words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life for you.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. One more. I think that's it for you. this other couple. Can you come? The couple. Yeah. Let's move this back so we have a little more room here. Push it back. Yeah. This couple has children. that we have not seen. And I believe we need to lift these children before the Lord.
One is here,
but there's two others. Those are the two that we really need to be praying for. So could we get some brethren here to pray for this family? There's an unseen part of this family that I really believe needs to be lifted before the Lord.
Wir haben ja drei Kinder, der kleine Junge, der Sohn ist hier und die beiden Töchter sind in Berlin und sie brauchen Gebet und ob so ein paar Brüder kommen können.
Okay. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we bring this house before you.
Ja, wir bringen deren Haus vor dich, Vater.
This husband and wife, this mother and father.
Der Mann, Frau, Vater, Mutter und
And Lord, you see how they have gone to great lengths to reach out to you, Lord.
Du hast gesehen, wie sie durch weite Strecken gegangen sind, sie ausgestreckt haben nach dir.
But Lord, you want to save the whole family.
Oh, Herr, du willst die ganze Familie retten.
And Lord, we see how the world has tried to lay hold upon these older ones.
Und du siehst, Vater, wie die Welt Hand angelegt hat.
How Satan has begun to lay claim upon them.
Wie der Feind Ketten angelegt hat.
To bring about the spirit of rebellion of this world.
So den Geist der Rebellion aus der Welt hinein.
So Lord, we want to make a word against that process of the enemy.
So wir wollen ein Wort dagegen stellen gegen den Prozess, den der Feind begann.
And we rebuke that plan of Satan now in the name of Jesus Christ by the blood.
Und im Namen Jesu Christi durch das Blut wollen wir den Plan, den der Feind begonnen hat, brechen.
And Lord, we know that you have heard our prayer and that you are going to answer and that you're going to begin to turn around the situation.
Herr, wir danken, dass du angefangen hast zu erhören, dass du den Plan und die Situation umdrehen wirst.
That your spirit will begin anew and afresh to minister to these daughters, O God. Hallelujah. Speak to their hearts. Speak to their soul, O God.
Speak to their Seelen.
Let them hear the voice.
Lass sie deine Stimme hören.
And let them begin to inquire of thee, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Lass sie sich nach dir sehen.
Hallelujah.
Herr Jesus Christus, du weißt,
Lord Jesus Christ, you know,
dass unsere Geschwister brauchen.
What our brethren need.
Jeden Tag,
every day, every day.
Jede Stunde.
Every hour.
Für jede Entscheidung.
For every decision.
Ich bitte, dass du sie reichlich damit segnest. Denn du hast den Segen, die Fülle für uns bereitet und jetzt für unsere Geschwister. In deinem Namen, Herr Jesus Christi, du wirst sie wunderbar führen.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Have we finished, first of all, with this couple? Is no one else has a word? Okay. Well, you can stay and pray for this man, too.
Yes. I need prayer, too. Ich brauche also auch Gebet, besonders die Leitung durch den Heiligen Geist, wie es mit uns, mit mir auch so weitergeht im nächsten Jahr. Ich bin ja auch noch suchend und fragend unterwegs, Man hört so viel dummes theologisches Zeug und ist manchmal sehr, sehr schwierig.
So I'm looking what's going on next year for me. I'm traveling. I'm looking and hearing so many things and I just need to prayer to get guidance.
Okay.
Ja. Und man hört so viel dummes theologisches Zeug und das muss man. Man muss Wahrheit von Unwahrheit trennen können.
And yeah, I hear so many different things. I need to get the decision to get the truth and the other things.
Aber der Heilige Geist führt ja in alle Wahrheiten, den brauche ich.
And Spirit leads me, so I need the Spirit.
Okay. Hallelujah. Come, brethren, and let us pray for Rudy. Amen.
Im Wort steht, dass es ein köstliches Ding ist, wenn die Schritte eines Mannes fest werden.
So in the word that's the scripture that is a good thing if the walks of the man are getting stronger.
Welches geschieht durch Gnade.
Which is coming by mercy.
Und so spreche ich im Namen Jesu Gnade über deinem Leben aus.
So I speak truth and I speak grace about your life.
Gnade den Weg vor dir zu sehen, den du gehen sollst.
Mercy, that you get mercy to find the way you should go.
Gnade die Dinge loszulassen, die du hinter dir hast und die nicht gut gelaufen sind.
To that, to get free of the things which has been in the past and hasn't been good for you.
Und Gnade Heilung für deine Wunden zu empfangen, die dir geschlagen wurden.
To get healing into your wounds.
Und zu vergessen, was hinter dir liegt.
And to forget what has been in the past.
Und dich auszustrecken nach dem, was vor dir liegt, in Jesu Namen.
To look forward what these things have been coming up.
Oh yeah. Amen.
Vater, ich bitte dich für diesen Mann. Öffne seine Herzensohren, öffne sein Herz und seine Augen, dass er dich sieht. Du sagst zu ihm.
You speak to him.
Mein Wort ist genug.
My word is enough.
Du allein.
You alone.
Herr, ich proklamiere deinen Sieg. Du bist Herr der Herren, König der Könige und Herr der Herrscher. Du allein regierst und ich gebe dir Rüdiger in deine Hand. Was immer du tust, es ist dein Sieg. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father, that you have put this hunger into Rüdiger's heart for your truth. And Lord, your word says that we shall know the truth and that the truth shall set us free. And it also says that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. And Father, I thank you for this promise, Father, and we believe, Father, that this is what you are going to do to Rüdiger. Just as you have started doing to Guido and me, you will, and I'm sure you've also started with Rüdiger, Father, you will finish that which you have started in Jesus' name. And Father, I really thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, Father, that you will not allow us to miss the path, but that you will help us to stay on this narrow path that leads to righteousness. And Father, I pray that for Rüdiger, I pray that for all of us here, Father, that you will lead us on this narrow path of righteousness. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We pray for our brother.
And the scripture you are bringing, the scripture about the five stones that that David used to slay Goliath. Those stones were polished, even as the water ran over them. So we pray for him, and Lord, we pray that all the rough edges might be smoothened. Lord, that there will be a dealing of God from you. And Lord, we pray in him that there will be a submission, that there will be a work of bringing a polish, bringing a sweetness, Lord, of taking away every barrier, every blockages, Lord, in the flow of your life in him and through him. Lord, we pray that every hindrance might be taken away. Lord, we pray that the eyes of his vision, Lord, might be sharpened, O God. We say, Lord, that the scales will be taken away, that he will see clearly, that the word that you are bringing in this hour, Lord, that there will be a stirring in his heart to receive it and to hold it. And Lord, that in that which you do and in the calling that you give to him, that he will not stand alone. He will not be a lone ranger, but he will be among those that will run together, because you are raising up a body. That, Lord, he will find his place in the body. Mm-hmm. Lord, and in finding his place in the body, he might supply that which you give to him. And he might also receive that which you give to him through the body. Mm-hmm. We just bless him and ask, Lord, that he might encourage him. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How about we bless this woman?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
come and just bless her.
The scripture says here that when you water, you will also be watered.
Yes.
So Lord, we ask that you might bless.
Yes.
And that those who bring a cup of water, whom you have
blessed,
will not lose their reward.
Right.
So we ask Lord that a reward of your blessing.
No, that's the business of what I'm saying.
In double measure.
In double
rolling over.
Give a fleece.
Press down. Shaking together. Do we bring now, oh God? Lord, we pray for her body.
My God.
We release your energy.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
To heal her.
Oh Lord God.
Every tissue. We bind the
new
local spirits. New spirit that have been sent for to take away life. To harass her, to discourage her, to knock her off balance, to whatever it takes. We bind you now in the name of Jesus. We put a covering over this one.
Hallelujah.
It says that no arrow shall be shot in this city.
Mm-hmm.
That every plan of the enemy, we arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
We take away every power of the enemy to hurt this one. That she shall only go stronger. Her body will become stronger. That she will be more encouraged. She will stand to do the will of the Lord.
Right.
Blessed be your name in Jesus' name.
Vater, wir danken dir für Hanlo. Du kennst all ihren Schmerz, alle Not, Vater. Du hast alles gesehen. Du wirst jede Träne abwaschen, Vater. Du siehst da, wo wir im Verborgenen gedient haben, Vater. Du siehst das, was kein anderer sieht, Vater. Herr, wir danken dir für Hanlo, Herr. Wir ziehen Hartmut mit ein, Vater. Wir danken dir für das, was er gegeben hat, für das, was er investiert hat, Herr. Und so preisen wir deinen Namen, Vater. Und wir wissen, dass du der mit uns bist, Vater. Und wenn du für uns bist, wer oder was soll gegen uns sein? Herr, wir danken dir, dass Handel und deine Handinnenfläche eingeschrieben ist, Vater, dass sie dein ist, Vater. Und wir beten für Hartmut, Herr, dass du ihm nachgehst. Du kennst ihn, Vater, du weißt, wo er steht. Du kennst sein Herz, Herr, du bist mit ihm, Vater. Wir danken dir, dass er sich investiert, Vater, dass er so viele Jahre treu ist, Vater, im Dienst, Herr, an uns einfach, obwohl er dich noch gar nicht richtig kennt, Herr. Herr, so preisen wir deinen Namen und wir erheben dich. Liebe Hanlore und Hartmut, Vater, wir beziehen ihre Kinder mit ein, Vater. Wir beten, dass du ihnen begegnest, dass du sie segnest, dass du dich öffentlich zu ihnen stellst, Vater. Wir danken dir dafür, dass du dich öffentlich zu dir stellst, zu denen wirst du dich auch öffentlich stellen, Jesus. Und du gehst ihr voraus, Vater. Du gehst ihr voraus in der mächtigen Wolken und Feuersäule.
Herr Jesus, ich preise dich für diese kostbare Seele, die so im Hintergrund gewirkt hat. Ja, und du wirst das, was sie an uns Gutes getan hast, vielfältig erstatten. Herr, und ihren Ehemann bringen wir nochmal zum Thron der Gnade. Er ist zu kostbar, um des Teufels Beute zu sein. Oh, dass deine Gnade ihn erreicht, dass er zu dir kommt und gerettet wird. Oh, Jesus, wir geben dir die Ehre, unsere Gebete sind nicht umsonst. Du stärkst doch ihren Körper, du stärkst ihre Seele. Gib noch etwas Zeit, da kommt noch was. Und siehe, so spricht der Herr, ich habe deine Tränen gesehen und das Rufen deines Herzens. Ich werde eingreifen, werde es mit dir und deiner Familie herrlich hinausführen, überbeten und überraschen. Ja.
Amen. Father, we want to come against every harassing spirit, every territorial spirit that works against
Vater,
in the name of Jesus,
in dem Namen Jesus nehmen wir Autorität.
We bind these spirits
in the name of Jesus.
We bind the Catholic spirit. spirit.
Wir brechen den katholischen Geist, Vater, im Namen Jesu.
We bind the spirit that rules over this area, and we say you have no right.
Wir brechen jede Macht über diese Region. Keine Macht über ihrem Haus, über ihrem Ehemann, über ihren Kindern.
We rebuke you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Im Namen Jesu Christi. Und Vater,
we call upon your name.
Und wir rufen deinen Namen an.
Lord, let the power of the blood work.
Herr, lass die Kraft deines Blutes wirken.
Not only over Sister Hannah Lori, but over Hannah, her whole household.
Cover them.
Protect them.
Bedecke du sie,
deliver them.
Und setz du sie frei.
Heal them.
Heile du sie.
And Lord, bless
Herr,
your angels around them.
Wir danken dir, dass du deine
you have
Engel
said in your word, how are not these all ministering
und wir, in deiner Schrift heißt es, dass es sie da und
to those who are the heirs of salvation. And we say yes and amen.
Die Rettung
kennen.
Und wir danken dir, dass du
are you, O God, than those that are against her.
Und größer bist als
so, Father, we bless her today. We thank you for the victory.
Und wir danken dir für deinen Sieg. In Jesu Namen.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes, amen.
No, we pray that she will not stand.
Und wir beten, dass sie nicht allein steht.
Instead of one, that there will be two.
Und dass sie nicht allein steht.
We see and we pray that her husband will stand with her.
Yes.
That there will be one,
oh Lord God,
in bearing this body. So today we speak it into reality.
Yes.
That the husband will stand with her. The
oh, yeah.
In bearing this body, so God.
Und
in the name of Jesus.
Im Namen Jesu.
Amen.
Danke.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.